Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. A federal government shutdown seems more likely as hardline conservative budget critics in the House continue to vote no on spending proposals. That includes Republican Montana Congressman Matt Rosendale. As Montana Public Radio's Shaylee Rager reports, his constituents are preparing for the fallouts.
Thousands of federal employees in Montana would lose their paychecks during a shutdown, and thousands more could see a lapse in federal food assistance if a shutdown drags on. Gail Carlson, president of the Montana Food Bank Network, says pantries across the state will help as they have during past shutdowns.
All of these programs are, you know, matters of survival. And so it doesn't just impact just those federal employees. It impacts households throughout the state.
Representative Matt Rosendale, a member of the far-right Freedom Caucus, says he won't vote for a spending package until he sees the official price tag and the House works to cut it down more. For NPR News, I'm Shaylee Rager in Helena.
The United Auto Workers expanded their week-long strike Friday to include 38 parts distribution centers in 20 states. UAW President Sean Fain says the big three automakers need to take worker demands seriously.
We're expecting to stand up strike in response to the lack of progress in bargaining with General Motors and Stellantis. We will shut down parts distribution until those two companies come to their senses and come to the table with a serious offer.
Fain says they've made progress with Ford Motors, whose facilities were left untouched in this latest round of strikes. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed a joint session of the Canadian Parliament in person on Friday. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the Ukrainian leader also met with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Mr. Speaker, it is now my distinct honor to welcome President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine to address this House.
Trudeau introduced the Ukrainian leader to thunderous applause in the House of Commons. Zelensky talked about the close relations between Canada and Ukraine in a speech often interrupted by applause. Zelensky thanked Canada for providing military and economic aid to his country and for its leadership.
And I'm especially grateful for your extremely strong 100% leadership support of the Ukrainian movement to NATO.
Earlier, Trudeau announced an additional $650 million in military aid to Ukraine over the next 3 years. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Tropical storm Ophelia is sitting off the mid-Atlantic coast of the U.S. at this hour, with winds just below hurricane force. The storm is expected to deliver heavy rain and a storm surge that could create dangerous riptides. Ophelia is expected to make landfall in a few hours and dump as much as 7 inches of rain in North Carolina and southeast Virginia. A state of emergency has already been declared in North Carolina, Virginia, and Maryland. You're listening to NPR News. China's Ministry of Finance and the U.S. Treasury Department have launched two economic working groups. The hope is that the discussions will help to ease tensions between the two countries. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the groups will establish a durable channel of communication between the world's two largest economies. The union representing federal wildland firefighters warns that up to half of them could quit unless Congress extends a pay increase by the end of the month. Colorado Public Radio's Stina Sieg says that advocates for the pay raises joined Colorado Senator Michael Bennett in Grand Junction on Friday.
In 2021, the bipartisan infrastructure bill gave wildland firefighters an additional $20,000 a year. But that sunsets September 30th. Widow Michelle Hart says many firefighters have had to live in their cars.
These are basic human rights that we have that are obviously not being given to people who are on the front line, people like my husband who gave his life for his job and are in it because they're passionate and because they love their country.
Hart's late husband, Tim, is the namesake for a bill introduced by Senator Michael Bennett, which would increase pay and benefits. For NPR News, I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction, Colorado.
Amazon says its Prime Video service will begin showing ads during its shows and movies. The ads in the U.S. and several other countries will begin early next year. Subscribers who are already paying almost $140 a year for the video service and other benefits can opt out of the ads by paying a monthly fee of $2.99. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.